Well, let's take a moment to pray before we think about God's word. Jesus, you have promised that when we gather around your word, you'll speak to us. So please help us hear your voice and help us to grow in faith, for we ask it in your name. Amen. I wonder, do we have any boys or girls who are here for the first time or are here in a new uniform for the first time? Maybe you've moved up to juniors or to company section or to brigaders over the summer, or this is your first time and the Boys and Girls Brigade coming to church. Do we have anyone that's like that? Is this your first time? Oh, and there's some people who have moved up as well. Why don't we give them a big round of applause? Well done. It's really good to have you here, to have you back, and to see you going up your sections as well. It's really great. Well, as a church family, we've been thinking about this man that we heard in our Bible story. His name is David. And David is a really special person because of his faith and his character, what we might sometimes call his heart, not his physical heart, but his faith and his character. And in our story today, David decides to bring something up to the place where he lives, the capital called Jerusalem. But what was it that he brought up? Was it his furniture? You know, like he'd become king, so he just had to kind of decorate his house? Or was it his wardrobe? Did he have a really nice suit, like my tweed jacket, that he really had to have? Is that what he brought? What did he bring up? Do you remember, boys and girls? It had a strange name. Do you remember what it was called? God's Ark. That's right. Well done, both of you. It's right next to each other. So combined effort. God's Ark, the Ark of the Covenant. We don't know exactly what it looks like, but maybe this is what it looked like. It was, yes, a box. It was covered in gold. And it wasn't saying that God lived in a box, because God is everywhere. But that God said that at that place, at the Ark of the Covenant, he would meet his people in a special way. It was kind of like his throne. If you were imagining a king sitting on a throne, well, that was kind of like his throne, his footstool. This is where he was going to meet his people. And so David decides to bring the Ark up to Jerusalem, the capital, the city where he lives. And as they do this, as you heard in this story, lots of things were happening all around as the people brought up the Ark to Jerusalem. Can you remember some of the things in the story that they did? Did you have your listening ears on? What were they doing? Can you remember? Did anything stand out for you? Yes. They were dancing, exactly. They were having a good jig, not just like us standing in church. They were having a real celebration. They were dancing, exactly. Now, to dance, well, dancing in silence is quite hard. I try my best at home. But what do you need to do some dancing? What helps you to dance? What helps you to dance? Oh, music. That's right. Anybody like music? Oh, a couple of you? Oh, yes. I like music. So they had music on a go. And what do you sometimes need to make music happen? What do you need to make music happen, Lauren? Say it again. Electronics. Well, they didn't have electronics back then. So we have electronics, and we have so much electronics. Not radios. Keep going back. So keep back in time. What do the people over there have to make music? Instruments, that's right. Now, I saved the boys the hardship of reading out all the instruments. We only do that with captains and such like to make it really difficult for them. We don't have a captain just now, so he was spared that for that. So, although we could have put Sandra through her paces, I'm sure she would have managed, but not this time. So only boys' brigade captains get that one thrown at them, because we like our girls' brigade captains too much. I'm really digging a hole for myself. Anyway, let's move on. So they had instruments, they were dancing, they were worshipping. There was a real celebration and a real party going around. And who was leading this celebration? Who was leading? Shout it out for me. Who was leading it?
David.
Say that louder. What was his name?
David.
Oh, yeah, I know, definitely. David was leading the celebration. And as he was leading the worship, how do you think he was feeling? What was he feeling inside, do you think? What do you think, Fiona?
Happy.
Happy, definitely. I think he'd be happy. He was having great joy. Anything else? Did someone come up with a different idea? One over here. Do you want me to come closer? You can whisper it. Joy, did you say? Yeah, happy and joy. Any other words you want to throw in?
Excited.
Excited, I think. So all these words, he was full of joy and happiness and excitement. And I think he had all these things because he was passionate about God. He had a very passionate heart about God. But was everybody happy and excited and joyful and passionate about God? Was everybody happy? No, I don't think they were, because David's wife, Michal, she was not happy. She was looking on at David thinking, what is he doing? Because David had said, well, I can't wear my fancy robes to worship God. I'm just an average guy. So he took off his fancy robes and he just had his plain clothing on. And she's looking at him going, what are you doing wearing those plain clothes? You're the king. You're meant to be dressed up fancy. And then he's dancing around, great celebration. She's like, you can't worship like that. You're meant to be on your best behavior. Has anyone ever told you to be on your best behavior for church? Yeah? This is the passage to use to say, I want to have a party in God's house, okay? It's the one I go to every time. So, this is the passage. So David is worshiping with great joy, and Michal isn't. Because she's more worried about, well, what do people think of David? They're going to think he's a silly king. And if people think he's silly, then they might think she's silly because she's the queen. But David gets challenged by her, and then he says back to her, I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more undignified than this. I think he's saying, you know, I've got great joy in God. God's amazing. Look at what he's done. We should celebrate. And I'm just a humble guy. I shouldn't be like the focus of attention. It should be God that's the focus. And so I'm willing to look as silly as anyone, more silly than anyone, as long as God is getting the worship. That was what he was passionate about God. And you know, when God became a man, he had a name. What was God's name when he became a man? What was his name? Lauren? Jesus. And you're going to learn a lot about Jesus in Boys Brigade and Girls Brigade. You might learn about David too, but you'll learn a lot about Jesus. And when God became a man, he had the name Jesus. And as he grew up, he taught people about God and about God's kingdom. And then he died on a cross, which is why we have the cross here to remind us that Jesus died on that cross. But our cross here is empty. Because after Jesus died, he was buried. But did he stay buried?
No,
he didn't stay buried. He rose from the grave, and he's alive even now. And because of all this, people decided to follow Jesus. They decided to trust Jesus, and they decided to tell others about Jesus. And so one day, there was a guy called Paul. You might learn about him too in Boys and Girls Brigade. And he was passionate about Jesus. And so he one day wrote to a church and said, I am not ashamed of the good news about Jesus, since it is God's powerful means of bringing life to everyone who keeps on trusting Jesus. You see, Paul was passionate about Jesus, just like David was passionate about God. Even if it made both of them look a bit crazy at times, they were still passionate about telling others and celebrating God. And so that's why in the Boys and Girls Brigade, you're going to hear about Jesus. We're going to talk about Jesus because we want you to hear about him and learn of him and maybe decide if you want to follow him or not. And we hope you do. But we also want your families to learn about Jesus. We want everyone in the community to learn about Jesus because Jesus is the way to have the best life. But you know, sometimes we might be out with our friends or our family. Have you ever had this kind of experience where you're with your friends or your family and they're saying, what are you doing tomorrow? And you're like, I'm going to Boys and Girls Brigade. Or I'm going to church. Or I was talking to someone this week and they were saying they were at work and someone said something really a bit mean about Jesus. Kind of made a bit of a joke about Jesus, and that person had a choice about whether to stand up and say, you know, I think Jesus was real. I believe in Jesus. And I think that would have been a scary moment. Why do we sometimes not want to tell people that we believe in Jesus, or we go to church, or we go to Boys and Girls Brigade? Why do we sometimes feel that way? If you get any ideas, boys and girls, why does that sometimes happen? Ethan? You're worried about them making fun of you, or they might make fun of you. That's right. And how does that make us feel? How does that make us feel? Hope. Scared. We might feel scared either that they're going to make fun of us or that they do make fun of us. Another idea. Sad and annoyed. Exactly. I think those feelings too. Another one. Upset. All these feelings. And so sometimes we don't want to say to people that we go to Boys and Girls Brigade. Sometimes we don't want to say to people, I go to church or I believe in Jesus. And actually, this is getting worse and worse in our society. I could tell you stories of how this is getting worse and worse for our young people. But you know, some things in life, if you did them on your own, it would be hard. But when you do them with others, it changes. And I've got a short video to show you that has three events that you could be part of that if you did it on your own, it would feel weird. But doing it together makes it very different. Now, you might not want to necessarily do that one. So, three things that you could get involved in just regular life. What was the first one? What was the first one? Does anybody know, adults? Silent disco. So, there's someone in Princess Street. They're in a crowd. They've got their headphones on. They're doing a wee jig. No one can hear the music. But who cares? Because you're doing it with others. And you're having some fun. What was the second one? The haka. That's right. New Zealand rugby team, they have this ritual that they do, this kind of ritual before the start, and it's kind of to intimidate the opposition and get them ready to play their best. And so they do the haka. And I tell you, if it was me, if I was there on my own and I was trying to, I have no idea how to do it, but if you were trying to do it, you would feel really awkward if you were on your own. But you know, you do it with your teammates and you're psyched up. And then the last one, what was the last one? It happened in Aberdeen. Does anybody know what it is?
Disco dancing,
and it was a flash mob, which basically means lots of people just turned up. I think they had been practicing, but they turned up, and they just got dancing. And there was young people. It looked like they were maybe skipping school, but they were there anyway, and they were having some fun. And I tell you, if you asked me to go down to like the Howgate or the middle of Livingston Shopping Centre and you said, right, Scott, just take the floor, I'm not sure I would. But if all of you came with me, you up for that sometime? If you all came with me, then it would feel a lot better. And we'd be like, come on, Brighton's church family. We might be still a wee bit embarrassed, but you know, it would feel a lot better. There are things that we do when you do it alone. They feel weird. You feel the craziest person alive. But when you do it together, it changes. And David, he was passionate and celebrating, but he did it with all God's people. And Paul, people thought he was crazy before because he talked about a God who became a man, who died on a cross and was now alive. That sounds crazy. But he wasn't alone. Paul did it with friends and with others that believed in Jesus. And I want us to remember today that we're not alone, that we're part of a church family. Neil, could you put that onto the next slide for us? Oh, it's maybe frozen. There we go. We're part of a church family. Of all ages, we're part of a church family, whether it's Boys Brigade, Girls Brigade, Sunday School, wherever, we're in it together. We've got people here who are passionate about Jesus and want to tell the world about Jesus and want others to follow Jesus because Jesus has made a difference in their life. And so, if we remember that, And remember that this is just a little part. There is billions of people in the world who now, right now, follow Jesus. We might just be a few of us here, but there's so many more around the world that follow Jesus. We're part of this big family together. And so maybe if we remember that, even if our friends don't believe that, then maybe we can remember that, and we too can be passionate and unashamed about Jesus, just like Paul was, and just like David. I pray it may be so. Amen.